When it's over 90 in July, alfalfa gets dry and blows into the knotter, and the knots won't stay tied. So you ride on the bouncing back, where each ka-chunk of the plunger blows chaff in your eye as you search for loose ends of the twine that you finally find and tie into a new knot with love or not. Then you pile in piles of five to keep the wet weather at bay. And you pile them any which way, or you pile them with love and pride. Pile them right, like Frank Lloyd Wright. Hurried by wind blowing in from Alaska, you handle that same bale again in the fall, tossing it up on the wagon, kneeing it with bloody knees through thistle-torn jeans, an overhand flip with a three-tined fork, and the grace and precision of a pole vault champ. Fourth time you see that bale, you unload that wagon and make a stack, while chaff turns your collar to sandpaper. And you can do it, so when you stand back, you can see every bale fits without a crack. Fifth time you see that bale, it's winter, and maybe 40 below, prying frozen cubes out of that stack and onto the sled and down to the shed where the cattle are waiting, with steam rising from hot breaths and fresh manure. And you carefully cut each Ariadne thread so that not even Theseus could follow it back through their labyrinth of seven stomachs. Next time you see it is in late spring, when 4 feet of crap in the calf shed has melted to the bottom, and you're in and out with the front-end loader and the ammonia clearing a whole winter from your sinuses. And then off to the fields to spread it out and complete the circle, trying to stay upwind, and as old Bob used to say, keeping your mouth open to keep your face clean. All that to feed your family and the world. All that with love, or not.